فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا من المودة في القربى. God Almighty is turning our attention to a very, very important point in this verse. But before we talk about this verse, briefly, what we are going to talk today, inshallah, we're going to start with the love of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and at the end, if we have time, we'll talk about the help of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. In between, inshallah, we'll talk about the birth of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O people, I don't want anything for Ajr al-Risalah, for the reward of Prophet. Allah doesn't want anything except one thing, and that's mawaddat bil qurba. Now you of course know who are qurba, but those who references, almost all the Shia scholars, Mufassirin, and most of the Sunni scholars and Mufassirin, like Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi has written in Tafsir al-Kabir, Jalaluddin al-Suyuti has written in Tafsir Durr al-Manthur, Tafsir Sam'ani, Qurtubi, Ibn Arabi, and several other scholars, Shia Sunni scholars, have written that Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked that who are qurba?
Man huwa al-qurba ya Rasulullah?
Prophet said they are Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein alayhi salam. This Allah is asking us to love Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima al-Zahra, Hassan and Hussein, and the holy progeny of Imam al-Hussein. And of course we all love Ali ibn Abi Talib, because you come here, of course, not for the dinner, not for the lunch, not for having gupshup with friends, not to meet our friends. You come here to celebrate the birthday of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, because we love Ali ibn Abi Talib. But now I want to quote a lovely story from Bihar al-Anwar to see and compare our love with the love which has been mentioned in this narration, in this story in Bihar al-Anwar. Of course, we all love Ali ibn Abi Talib. And we have to check today, including myself, that on what stage of love we are. Are we still in the first stage, in class one, or we are getting better, improving our love, and our love is reaching to the last level, or the highest level? Everybody knows what we're talking about. But pay attention to this lovely story. And of course, this story, lovely narration, the riwayah which I'm quoting from Bihar al-Anwar, might create some questions. And I'm not here to reply to those questions. If you have those questions, you can go and do your researches, ask from some of the scholars, because the time is limited and that's not our subject. You might ask, hey, how can Ali ibn Abi Talib do this? After listening to this story, you might say, oh no, it's impossible. Ali does this. Oh no, I can't believe. But in brackets, if you accept Ali ibn Abi Talib as ma'asoom, if you accept as Prophet, peace be upon him, وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَلِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, he never says anything from his own. If you believe as Prophet, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَدَ, whatever the Prophet says, whatever the Prophet does, whatever the Prophet orders, is order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, أَوَّلُنَا مُحَمَّدَ, أَوْسَطُنَا مُحَمَّدَ, آخِرُنَا مُحَمَّدَ, وَكُلُنَا مُحَمَّدَ, we all are Muhammad. If I'm infallible, if I don't do anything except by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and all 12, all 14 infallibles are saying like each other, then you will not ask this question. Of course, Ali ibn Abi Talib is ma'soom. Imam Ali never does anything by his own. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib never does anything by his own permission. Whatever as Prophet used to do, he used to do with the permission and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All 12 Imams, all 14 infallibles are like that. They don't do anything from their own. They just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now pay attention to this story. Love this story of Bihar al-Anwar. A man was brought to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib whose name was Aswad. People say, Ya Ali, this man is thief. He's stolen something. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib asked him, did you really steal something? He said, yes, he admitted. Imam asked him again. According to Bihar al-Anwar, Imam asked him for several times. Now, a question might come. Why is Imam asking from a criminal? Did he really commit this crime? You can get the answer asking from his scholars and read some of the books. Imam asked him for several times, and after that the time came to punish him. Now what is the punishment for a thief in Islam? Of course there are different punishments. Again, I'm not going to talk on those different punishments. One of them is cutting his hands. Again, there's another question. Cutting his hand means the whole hand or the fingers? Again, I'm not going to answer for this question because it's not my topic. According to the narration, Imam cut his hands. Cut his one hand. As I said, I'm not going to talk whether it was the whole hand, whether it was the fingers. You can go and read Bihar Anwar and ask for this order. I said, many questions can come. Hey, why Imam Ali is cutting his hand? Or there are many other questions. But I would just say that in Islam, according to Islam, Islamic rulings, if you want to punish a thief, if you want to cut his hand, you have to consider 26 conditions before punishing him. Whether it's his first time, or no, whether he was hungry, or no, whether he was forced, or no, and several other conditions. After that, you have to apply the Islamic rule on that thief. Anyhow, this is not my subject, this is not my topic. As I said, many questions can come in your mind. Do your researches. The man came and he said, yes, Ya Ali, I have stolen. I'm a thief. Imam asked him several times, he admitted several times, and after that, the time of punishment came. Imam punished him, his hand was cut, and now the man went out, the blood dripping from his hands.
People are looking, hey Aswad, what happened to you? Who has cut your hands?
Now just imagine, if you were Aswad, Aswad was not an ordinary person, used to love Ali ibn Abi Talib, what would have you said?
Aswad, who has done this to you? Who has cut your hands? He didn't complain, saying, hey Ali ibn Abi Talib has done this to me.
Hey, I was one of those lovers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, although I did a mistake, but I was expecting Ali ibn Abi Talib to just forgive me because I'm on his side. Usually what we see today, or even at that time, other people's ruling and judgments. Oh, he's from our side, leave him. Oh, he's not from our side, kill and punish him.
Aswad did not say anything like this. Aswad did not complain. Rather, when people were asking Aswad, hey Aswad, what happened to you? Who did this to you? Who cut your hands or fingers?
Aswad started saying, قَتَعْ يَمِينِي سَيِّدُ الْمُسِيِّينِ قَتْعْ يَمِينِي قَائِدُ غُرِّ الْمُحَجَّلِينِ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَامُ الْهُدَى وَزَوْجُ فَاطِمَةُ الزَّهْرَى إِبْنَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ الْمُصْطَفَى أَبُو الْحَسَنِ الْمُجْتَبَى أَبُو الْحُسَيْنِ الْمُرْتَضَى السَّابِقُ إِلَى جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ مُصَادِمُ الْأَبْطَالِ الْمُنْتَقِمُ مِنَ الْجُهَّالِ السَّابِقُ إِلَى جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ الْمُؤَيَّدُ بِالْجِبْرَائِيلِ الْأَمِينِ الْمَنْصُورُ بِمِيكَائِيلَ الْمُبِينِ. He did not complain.
Rather, he started praising Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's introducing Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Ali is king of the skies. Ali is Allah's looking eyes. Ali is entire faith. Ali is knowledge gauge. Ali is prophet's protector. Ali is a way to creator. Ali is chief of the religion. Ali is a ticket to heaven's garden. Ali is galaxy overcrowding of suns. Ali is Abu Talib's son. Ali is heart of the skies and earth. Ali in the Kaaba to birth. Ali is manifestation of light of God. Ali consists the men of Kisas. Ali is most pure worshipper of Allah. Ali is remover of calamity. Ali calms down the difficulty. Ali brought peace to humanity. Ali made the truth visible. Ali made the nature voice audible. Ali is moonlight of humanity's forehead. Ali donated life to people who are dead. He is praising Ali ibn Abi Talib and not complaining anything. In brackets, I will ask this question from you all, brothers and sisters, including myself. Said, how many of us do love Ali ibn Abi Talib like this? That even if Ali ibn Abi Talib cuts our hands, even if Ali ibn Abi Talib kills us, we still say, Ya Ali, fadaka ya Mawlana.
I love you, Ya Ali. How many of us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including myself? This is a question for myself too. As Imam is saying in Munajatu Sha'baniya, oh my God, Ilahi in adkhalta linnara, a'alamtu ahlaha inni uhibbu. Oh my God, even if you throw me in the fire of hell, I will not complain. I will not say to the other people burning in the fire of hell, hey, did you see? I used to love Allah, I used to pray, I used to fast, I used to perform tithes, zakat, and all of the good deeds. Allah has thrown me in the fire. I will never complain. I will say to all the people burning in the fire of hell, inni uhibbu Allah. I quoted the story starting with the love of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib that we have to check ourselves every day, every time. How many of us do love Ali ibn Abi Talib to such extent? How many of us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like Imam is informing us in Munajat al-Sha'baniyya? And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say here that especially in Western countries, our little children, our youth, I don't see that love of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib in their hearts, which should be in their hearts, as she asked. Our children in Western countries, they love Batman, Zorro, Spider-Man, Robin Hood, none of them. Why? Because they see in cartoons that Robin Hood is helping, is a good helper. They see in the cartoons that Spider-Man and all these cartoons are really brave, helper, saviors. But they don't know, because unfortunately, first of all, we scholars did not convey the great, great message of Ahlul Bayt. And the second point, in animations we don't have any cartoons, unfortunately, or games about Islamic history. If any brother and sister is special in this field in animation, or if you know anyone, ask him, request him if you see her to make some lovely cartoons about Islamic history and show to our children that Spider-Man, Batman, these are really nothing. Ali ibn Abi Talib is the bravest person of the world. He is the greatest helper. He is the greatest savior. Our children don't know. When they don't know, so how do they love? Again, unfortunately, in our society, we have two kinds of people. Some only talk about fadail and virtues of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and they don't talk about the message of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And some, do you know what they do? They only talk about the message of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and they don't talk about the virtues and fadail of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. The first stage is to talk about fadail of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Introduce, like I'm saying, Ali said this, Ali said this, Ali said this. But who is Ali? فَاتْحُ الْخَيْبَرِ سَاقِيُ الْكَوْثَرِ شَافِعُ الْمَحْشَرِ First, have to introduce Ali ibn Abi Talib to your children. The child doesn't know who is Ali ibn Abi Talib living in Canada, States, UK, France, any other country. Of course, those children living here, they see alhamdulillah many things. They see in Muharram, in Ramadan, in 13th of Rajab. The whole country on TV, everywhere, is Ali, Ali, Ali. So automatically they start loving that personality. But living in those countries, I really request my brothers and sisters who will inshallah in future, or even today that going for lecturing to different countries, I really request my dear brothers and sisters, when you go to any country, especially Western countries, first try to talk about the love of Ali and Abi Talib. Talk about love of Ahlul Bayt and try to create love of Ahlul Bayt, create a real love of Ahlul Bayt in the hearts of children, especially living in the Western societies. Now the man was praising Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam was cut his hands. Of course, Imam did not do it on his own. He punished him by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to Islamic rulings. He started praising Ali is great, Ali is this, Ali is that. A man said, hey, Ali has cut your hand and you praising Ali ibn Abi Talib? Look, what is he saying? He replies, that's what he replies, he says, مَالِ لَا أُثَنِّي وَقَدْ خَالَتَ حُبُّهُ لَحْمِي وَدَمِي. Well, I don't praise Ali ibn Abi Talib, but his love has been spread in all parts of my body. My flesh, my blood is full of love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Really, if love of Ali ibn Abi Talib is spread in all parts of our body, you'll never commit any sin. If great and real love of Ali ibn Abi Talib goes in our eyes, in our ears, in our tongue, in our hands, heart, brain, all parts of our body, we will never commit any sin by our eyes, by our ears, by our tongue, by our hand, by our other organs. مَنْ لَا أَثَنِّي عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ خَالَطَ حُبُّهُ لَحْمِي وَدَمِي. The news reached to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam asked Hassan, Hassan, oh my dear son, go and bring Aswad. Aswad comes back. Imam asks him, why are you praising me? Again, brackets, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said, my real lover, who really loves me, is the one, even if I kill him, cut him into pieces, throw him out, he will never leave me. And my enemy, even if I give him the whole world, he will not, never, ever love me. we should inshallah reach to that stage, the highest level of love for Ali ibn Abi Talib. We all every time say, Ya Ali, I wish I was in that time to help you. Ya Imam Hussein, I wish really I was in Karbala to help you. But really there's a question, if I was there at that time, on which side I was going to be. The enemy is providing girls, money, food, all the wrong things, all the luxurious things. And Shaitan is saying, oh no, everything is there. And Imam Hussein is saying, if you want to be on my side, you'll be killed. Just imagine where will you go. Yeah, just staying by your tongue is very easy. But still you have chance, you have opportunity. When Imam al-Mahdi will come, inshallah, there will be an exam for everybody. All Shias, all Muslims, especially Shia members of Imam al-Mahdi, who every time say Allahumma ajjalni waliyyaka al-Faraj, they will be an exam for us. Shaitan will provide all the bad things, Sufyani and the enemies of Imam, and on the side of Imam, they will not be these kind of things. And we have to just say this side and that side. So we have to prepare ourselves from now and increase the love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts, in the hearts of our children. عَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حُبَّ عَلِيٍ. Teach your children love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. If you are not able to make cartoons, animations, at least you can tell the stories to our little children. My little boy, my little daughter, do you know Ali was this, Ali was that? Introduce Ali ibn Abi Talib. عَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حُبَّ عَلِي. Teach love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah. Imam said, you're praising me? Well, I'll cut your hand. He said, Ya Ali, why I don't praise you? But your love is in my heart, in my blood, in my flesh. Imam said, okay. Imam prayed 2 rakat namaz, and Imam asked, Ya Allah, heal him, cure him. And he was healed. His hand became alive before. Allah, a miracle of Imam. The hand which was cut became just like before. Allah. According to this story, as I said, we will start with the love of Imam, and then we'll talk about Imam's virtues for Allah and then Imam's birth, inshallah. At the end, if we had time, we'll talk about, inshallah, help of Imam. And at the end, after that, if there was any end, inshallah, if we had time, I'll just 5 minute talk. I'll recite a poem in Farsi, Arabic, and English, inshallah. Because it's more the state of Milad al-Maddahi, Qasida Khani, people mostly prefer to listen, Qasida al-Maddahi. Who is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Ali is the one Prophet is saying about him, Ali ma'a al-Qur'an wal-Qur'an ma'a Ali. Because Prophet knew some people will come, they will love Qur'an, they will kiss Qur'an, they will say Qur'an is our heart, but they will not love Ali ibn Abi Talib. We've seen in history. In Battle of Jamal, Siffin, Nahrawan, these are all people who used to love Quran. In Karbala, those who came to kill Imam al-Hussein, most of them, or many of them, had memorized Quran. Half is a Quran. Maybe we are not even half is a Quran. But they came to fight Ali. That's what Prophet said, Ali ma'a al-Quran wal Quran ma'a Ali. Ali is with Quran and Quran is with Ali. But this lovely poem, my lovely brothers and sisters. Prophet said this hadith to inform those people who love Quran that if you love Quran, you have to love Ali. And those who love Ali, if you love Ali, you have to love Quran. Because they are like each other. Quran is like Ali, Ali is like Quran, Quran is with Ali, Quran is with Ali, Ali is with Quran. They are like each other, but there's a lovely point. Yes, Quran is like Ali, Ali is like Quran. Quran is guide, Ali is guide. Quran is leader, Ali is leader. Quran is manifestation of light of God, Ali is manifestation of light of God. Quran is infallible, Ali is infallible. Now even let's go more. In Quran we have Surah Al-Kawthar, Ali is Saqi Al-Kawthar. In Quran we have Surah Al-Fath, Ali is Fath Al-Khaybar. In Quran we have Surah Ali Imran, Ali is son of Imran. In Quran we have Surah Al-Anbiya, Ali is Nasir Al-Anbiya. In Quran we have Surah Al-Muhammad, Ali is brother of Muhammad. In Quran we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ali is the dot under the ba of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They are like each other. But there's a lovely point. If you say Quran, 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 if you repeat the word Quran, you will not get any sawab, any reward. But Marhum Mirza Ali says, and many of the scholars have said in the book Tuhfatul Radawiyya, Mi'raj al-Arifin.